True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch,
hola. Hola.
Okay, so it was like late at night. My dad was working at his office, so it was just me and my younger brother sleeping. Because it was like...
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Yeah, no more brown words there, Josh.
My bad.
It happens, man.
Well, my dog was barking and going crazy and not usually her behavior at all. And so I come downstairs and I see our garbage can is sprawled across the kitchen with trash everywhere. And she's barking in the corner. And this critter just laying there in the corner, all trapped. And come to find out, the possum found a way in the house with the doggy door.
I was going to say, if you have a cat door or a dog door, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, because those things, when they get scared, they just, like, fall asleep and play dead there. And so I had the door open, and I was trying to, like, switch, like, I literally broomed this thing, and it still just kind of laid there.
So yeah, it's playing dead.
It's playing possum.
And they're kind of dense and heavy, you know?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah. So I had to use, like, the bin of the trash bin as, like, the kind of scoop it up into that thing and take it outside and dump it. And
yeah.
Luckily, it was still alive, and eventually... My dog never got to it, but...
Is that the only thing that came through the dog door? I have a friend who has a dog door, and I don't know, man, just in my mind, I feel like everything that lives outside, especially when it gets cold out, is going to end up in my kitchen.
No, yeah. Well,
raccoons,
or your bed.
Possums.
So they typically like an indoor-outdoor cat will hunt all night.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
They hunt nocturnally. That's why they sleep all day. So like my buddy Charlie... He's got this cat.
Up all night,
yeah, exactly.
Sleep all day.
They're slaughtered.
I'm a cat.
It's slaughtered.
Cat.
So this cat was feral, but now the cat comes in the house.
Yeah.
So they're buddies. So now he's got a cat door. But, you know, in the middle of the night, he'll wake up, and the cat's, like, brought him a baby squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bird, a baby bird. The cat does not want the animal dead. Until the owner can see
you kill it,
can see what it brought home.
Yeah.
And then once the owner puts eyes and goes, all right, cat, look what you've done. Then, wow. I mean, they just go after that thing.
They want you to be an accomplice to the murder.
Yeah.
That's basically what I get at. Like, I can kidnap someone, but like, all right, Miles, now that you're watching, I'm going to kill
cats
this.
Cat's instincts are when you leave the house, a cat thinks that you're going hunting and you are going to bring something back for them.
Keep thinking that, Rambo.
That's what cats honestly believe.
Okay.
When you leave the house and you're gone, they think you're going to come back and have something for them. That's what they know.
I thought the cat thought you, like, just looks at the human and goes, I can't hunt, so I'll go bring them something.
They think that you're a terrible hunter.
Yes.
And part of the thing that reinforces that is that every day after you've been hunting all day and you come home and you have nothing to offer, they're like, Jesus, man.
But they know you've been hunting. Because you bring them dry kibbles. You got a can of food. They know you got that somewhere. So you went out and you
but
got
it's,
it.
But it's like they also know where it is. So they're like, clearly, like once a month, I go out and kill a bunch of little kibble monsters and then put them in this bag.
Yeah.
Until that bag's done. And then it thinks that the next time that bag shows up, I have gone out there and done this.
I could hold up with Larry. I could hold up a can opener. And that cat
he knows.
Would lose its mind like holding up a leash with a dog.
Yep.
I mean, it was just like, he was like, oh, man. Here it comes. Here comes the good stuff.
The wet stuff.
Just a can opener.
Like, all right, so basically the cat, it's both.
All right.
A, it thinks you're a family, so it wants to hook you up. And then B, it's like, look, I know how to hunt. Just watch me.
And you can't.
Yeah. So it's like, trying to teach you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Even when you're playing with it, like, you are slow, you are stupid. You trip over stuff in the dark. They don't. You know, I'm just...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think in their mind, like, dude, we have to feed the two-leggers, man. Seriously, watch them. They're clumsy. They're stupid.
It's a natural expression of their instinctive hunting and nurturing behaviors, viewing the human as part of their family or clan. This gift also is to be seen in them treating their ineffective human hunter as family.
Damn. It's almost personal.
Like, you want to share it?
I brought you a bird, dummy.
They say the same thing with big cats. If they drag somebody out of the bush, you will be alive when you get to the family. Cats are cats, so they'll drag you by the foot, take you all the way back, so you're alive, and everyone can eat you fresh.
They're going to teach the babies how to dispatch you.
Seriously.
That is.
Yeah. So that's the worst part about it. You just don't want to get to where they're going.
Did you find that out on safari?
Yes.
That's really...
Yes.
There goes Tony. Because
they hunt individually.
Yeah.
And then when one guy goes, dude, I got one. Then they all come together.
Bro, I got one.
Bro.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at this. I got a big one, Earl.
Everybody around the fire.
I mean, we do the
get
same
the
thing, though, right? Yeah. I feel like if you shoot a deer, you hold it up and get a picture. Like, look at the big one.
Yeah. But it's not still alive.
Well,
it's food. I mean, like,
it's like if I walked in the door with five pizzas. You go, hey! Right.
I mean, the fish is.
What's that?
You pull a fish out of the water, you're like, look at the fish.
Well, yeah, but that's their own fault for just not being dead yet. You know what I mean? Like, if not to sound mean, but like, if I shoot the deer drops dead, I go, all right, well, it's dead. There's no more to do. And if it's not dead, you finish it off. The fish, it's like, I will get around to finishing off, but photo op first, and then we'll take you out. I mean, if you were just dead by the time we reeled you in, this would be a non-issue. So we don't do that to be mean. Yep. It's just like, I want the photo op before you die.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
It's like a bad crime movie where, like, the dude's like can't decide if he's going to pull the trigger, and the cat just walks behind him and puts his finger over the trigger. Now we both did it. Put one in him.
Yeah, cat's like, no guilt, brother.
Just
no guilt.
Right. I'm not going down alone for this.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
How you doing?
So I was doing, I was in the Army, and we did, like, simulated war over, like, California and stuff. And so at night, we'd have these things crawl out. I never saw them before. Accidentally stepped on one. They have a super long tail. Found out they were kangaroo rats. So me and a couple of the guys there decided to try to catch them and feed them. But they only come out at night, and we can't have our lights on because we don't want the enemy to find us.
That's fair.
So we had to wear NVGs to find the rats, catch them, and then we had no food to feed them, so we were giving them peanuts and Skittles from the MREs.
Were you in downtown Sacramento?
No, that's over in Barstow.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's that little rat that looks like he only has two legs.
What, hey.
Yeah, it's like it's a mouse, but they call it a rat.
They look cute.
That
actually
does look, I can fathom.
That looks like
that's
something that you get your
animal.
Daughter as a pet, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he has four legs. His front legs are just tiny.
Got CeeLo arms.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
It's like a super long tail. It could jump like high, I guess.
How high?
7 feet.
Damn. Jeez. Okay.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That's lost the kangaroo.
He's got bounce.
Yep.
He got that bounce.
That's crazy.
Peanuts and Skittles.
That could catch a lot of people.
You know what is amazing? Because we get a lot of grief in the U.S. because of all the junk food we eat, right?
Yeah, potato chips, you know, this kind of processed stuff.
Like, if you take a handful of Cheetos and throw them in your backyard, like every raccoon, skunk,
the rat
possum,
ate all the
I'm just saying, like, look, everyone likes Cheetos. If you are a mammal and you got Cheetos, everyone's down with Cheetos. So, like, I don't feel bad eating them anymore. I'm like, they're just that good.
So I was that addictive. I was the guy that did buy the Flaming Hot Cheetos one time just to see if the rat would eat them. He did.
He did.
And he didn't mind. I fed him to him again. Because I wasn't
really
going to eat him.
Because rats can't puke.
I was just
That's
like,
why
look,
I was asking.
I there was a small bag. I was like, you know what?
Were you hoping he could eat them, or were you hoping to
I just wanted to see what happened. I wanted to see if he like shake his head and go, wow.
Do you like them?
No, they're terrible. I don't like the flavor profile on them. I can eat them. I just don't like the taste.
All right.
If I'm going to get Cheetos, I want Cheetos.
I agree.
But he loved those Utz balls.
Yeah.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't blame them.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
what we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss them bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.